It's time to take a break from all the stress and all the anxiety and listen to some beautiful music. On a clear day, you can see forever. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred, and this is Gentle on My Mind.
Thank you.
The Sven Liebeck Concert Orchestra with the theme to Midnight Cowboy. Prior to that, we heard the Soulful Strings and Zambezi, and we started off with the Romantic Strings Orchestra and, of course, Gentle on My Mind. Well, you're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience on this wonderful non-commercial radio station. All of our programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun. It's all right.
from the Boss Baroque LP. That was the Carmel Strings with Prelude to an Evening. Thanks for coming with us on this journey to the Castle of Quiet. It's gentle on my mind, an easy listening experience. Alessandro Alessandroni with North Wind from the Panoramic Feelings LP. And before that, Russ Garcia and his choir from the album Sounds in the Night, we heard Blue, Blue, Blue.
Here's a program from our archives. For a community of Jews who trace their origins to Syria, this song marks the weekly observance of the Sabbath, a 24-hour period of rest and communal worship. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We're now hearing the song Yahid Ram, which is sung on the Sabbath afternoon during the time which is the premier occasion for music making among Syrian Jews.
Kay Kaufman Chalamet is a professor of music and chair of the Department of Music at Harvard University.
This is a domestic ceremony. It's within the home. People sit around the table, primarily the men, and they sing. The Sabbath, which is, of course, from Friday evening until Saturday evening at sunset, is a time for rest, it's a time for ritual observance, and it's a time for people coming together in the home over the meal and after the meal on Saturday to sing.
On the Sabbath, there's no playing of instruments, and the music we're listening to was recorded on another day. But during the Sabbath, this song unites its singers in a single voice, a single religious and cultural tradition.
The purpose of the song Yahid Ram is to get this occasion going, to get it off to a rousing start, to have people together raise their banner and listen to their voices, as the words of the song say. And in this way, Syrian Jews mark off the temporal cycle. They mark each week through the singing of songs. And this highlights and ties one week to the next.
You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Thank you.
Exploring Science in the Sea. Today, the word trade means to swap something. That hasn't always been the case, though. Centuries ago, it meant a path or a track. The new definition blew in on the wind, the trade wind. Trade winds blow in belts that flank the equator. The sun heats the air and oceans at the equator. Warm, humid air then rises and heads toward the poles. As it reaches about 30 degrees north and south of the equator, the air cools and descends. Earth's rotation deflects this flow. So as it reaches the surface, the air moves to the west and back toward the equator. That creates the most consistent, steady winds on the planet, the trades. Most of the time, trade winds blow at around 10 miles per hour. Sometimes, though, they can top 30 miles per hour, and they're much more common over water than over land. They seldom stop. And that's what led to their name. Early European sailors found that these bands of wind made their journeys across the Atlantic Ocean much faster. So they were the right path to follow to the Americas. Since the ships carried goods, the name of the winds came to apply to the practice of swapping things, of trading. Changes in the trades in the Pacific Ocean can have a big impact on global weather. When they slow down, water in the eastern Pacific gets warmer, creating El Niño. And when they speed up, the water gets cooler, creating La Niña. These changes cause big shifts in climate in the U.S. and elsewhere, trading weather patterns at the whim of the winds. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Welcome back to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. It's time for the Conniff Connection.
Your heart.
Songs from Ray Conniff, The Look of Love, and Unchained Melody. Well, it's time for the Betamax Bin here on Gentle on My Mind. In the Betamax Bin set, we explore some music from soundtracks. Today we're going to hear some music from a film called The Naked Island, a black and white film from 1960, directed by Kaneto Shindo. And the film is notable for having almost no spoken dialogue. It was released on November 23rd, 1960. We're going to hear some music from the very rare soundtrack of The Naked Island.
Thank you.
Music from the 1960 Japanese film The Naked Island. We heard the title track, Promenade, Theme of Water, and L'amour de l'enfant. Yes, indeed, I do believe it is a sad film. But some beautiful music here on Gentle on My Mind.
An owl's wings are designed for stealth flying, but just how the design works is still a bit of a mystery. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
So yeah, it's been known for over 80 years that owls are very silent flyers, and also that owls' wings have unique features that appear to be related to the silent flight. There are three features. One is little feathers that go forward of the front of the wing. Another one is the kind of fringe that is formed by the feathers at the back of the wing. And the third one is little hairs that grow out of the wing surface.
William Devenport is a professor of engineering at Virginia Tech. He's been taking a close look at why an owl's wing is so silent.
The focus of our work has really been to look at the possible effects of these little hairs. And these previously haven't been understood at any great depth in terms of what they can do to the sound made in flight. Our original thought came from the fact that the owl has little hairs growing out of its feathers, and we thought that the owl used these to quieten the sound made by the air rushing over the rough surface of the owl's wings. But in the course of our experimentation, we decided that actually the owl more likely uses these to quieten the sound made by the trailing edge of its wing, which is much louder than the rough surface.
Professor Devenport and his colleagues are aiming to design a silent wind turbine blade inspired by the fine structure of an owl's wing.
Our intent was to take the inspiration that came from the owl's hair and the results that we had seen in our first wind tunnel test and use them to come up with structures that we could put on the back of a wind turbine blade or on a wing that would quieten that wind turbine blade or wing.
We'll hear more in future programs. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Flight crew, please prepare for takeoff.
some new music from Kiara Geller from the album Airports O' Call. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You've been listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. For more information, you can join our Facebook group. Just hunt for Gentle on My Mind. Also, the programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number 4, all.net. And until next time, remember, be gentle with yourself, be gentle of spirit, be gentle on your mind.
Check it out.